We want to turn in 1 Kings chapter 18, and we want to read a few of those verses, and then we're going to turn in the book of James, James chapter 5. So James chapter 5 we'll be reading in just a few moments, but I want to begin in 1 Kings chapter 18. You know, when we read the Bible, there's so many things that's taking place. You know, God has affected so many people's lives and His servants, and God has directed them, God has helped them, and God has showed them many things. And, of course, you know, we think of our own lives, and we think of how that God has helped us. And I can give testimony of how God has helped me in so many ways. You know, I think it would pay us sometimes to stop and just kind of stop things for just a few moments and just meditate on how good God is, and how God has helped us through so many things. You know, when we get so busy, it's easy for us to forget, just what God has done for us. It's easy for us to get so wrapped up in the cares of this life and the things that's taking place in this life that it would pay us once in a while to just stop, meditate, spend some time with Him, and just kind of think about the testimony of your life and how God has brought you through this and He's brought you through that, and you simply know that His presence. And so for that, we should be forever grateful. 1 Kings chapter 18, I would like to begin reading with verse 41. And the Bible says, "And Elijah said unto Ahab, Get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel and cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, Go up now, look towards the sea. And he went up and looked and said, There is nothing. And he said, Go again seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, Behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, Go up and say unto Ahab, Prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel, and the hand of the Lord was on Elijah. And he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel." And then I want us to look at two verses in the book of James, James chapter 5, verses 17 and 18. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We thank you for this opportunity. Lord, there's been time set aside, Lord, that we could spend time with you. We thank you for the music. We thank you for the fellowship. We thank you for the reading of the Word of God. Now, Lord, I pray that you'll help me this morning. Lord, you know the heart of every person. You know what each person is dealing with, what's on the hearts and minds of your people. And Lord, we even pray for those that are viewing this morning, and you know those hearts as well. But Lord, we know that the Word of God can help each one. And we pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to hearts according to as you see fit. But Lord, we pray that you'll help me this morning. If there's one that doesn't know Christ as their personal Savior, Lord, I pray that you'll touch that heart. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We've titled our message this morning, taken from verse 41 of 1 Kings chapter 18. The latter part of that verse says, a sound of abundance of rain. A sound of abundance of rain. The land was very dry. I can just imagine that as we have seen droughts, and we have seen the surface of the ground start to crack, we've seen things start to wither, and how different seasons and different times and different years, we never know whether we're going to have a dry summer or a wet summer or a dry winter or a wet winter. But during this time, the land was very dry. It had been so long since it had rained. 3.5 years, the Bible says. 3 years and 6 months. Every day, people were looking for water. Every day, as they started their day on whatever their day would be, they would probably look out and they would probably see the sky and look for rain. But rain didn't come. A great famine was throughout the land. Everything was drying up. And as you look out, you might see, well, what could be done? What could we do different? Things were bad. I imagine everywhere a person looked, they saw dryness. They saw dust, dirt, and how life was passing by. You can go up into the mountains now and you can look out. We've had a very wet few months, and you can go out and you can see how that things are very green. But yet, when the rain stops, it doesn't take very long that things begin to wilt away. But think about the time period of 3.5 years. You see, things happen. I personally have only known just a few months with little to no rain. And how that there's been the water tables have gotten very low. And how that there was a drought in Norfolk 1 year, Norfolk, Virginia. My brother-in-law and sister lived there. And they would actually say it was based upon, they had these meters in the city, and it was based upon what day of the week was, whether you could do your laundry or not. In other words, they had times that you could only do certain things with water because the drought was very bad. But I can't imagine 3.5 years without rain. I can't imagine what it would do to a person, not only the drought, but I can't imagine what it would do to a person mentally looking for that rain and trying to find, and how the thirst would be very difficult. But God provided for Elijah, and he sent him to the brook. And we know that passage of scripture and that story in the Bible, how that God provided Elijah with some water and by the brook, and he had ravens bring him meat. But even at some point, there was a change. And even that brook began to dry up. And God sent him to a widow. A widow. a widow and her son. And he had asked her to bake a little cake. But even she was going through that drought. Even she was going through a very difficult time, and she was run out of everything. And she ultimately told him, I only have enough to make one more meal. And Elijah said, if you go ahead and make it and give to me, then ultimately God would provide. And that's exactly what he did. God supplied. And God supplied the needs for Elijah, for the widow, and for the son. But there in that time, I can just imagine the uneasiness. I could just imagine people going back in their minds and they were thinking, it used to be this way and it used to be that way. Why isn't it like that now? And I can imagine in their minds how that they look at days gone by and they say, well, if this would have happened, then we wouldn't be in the shape that we're in. I would like to think that people would be asking the question in the beginning, where's the rain? We need rain. We're drying up. And things are drying up all around us. And then eventually, the questioning started slowing down. Eventually, with the excitement in the beginning, when things were starting to dry up, those questions would ring out. But yet, as time progressed, the questions wouldn't be asked as much. People were suffering. At some point in a person's life, or in these individuals' life, the talking probably stopped. Day after day, the same thing over and over and over. Some might even think it's over. Some might even think in their mind, we're just going to die in this dry land and nothing's ever going to happen. Rain was now a memory. A memory. And all the life that was supported by the rain, in many cases, were over. It was over. And so if you can kind of picture that with me this morning, I want us all, when we see things going into a drought, when we see things in life going into a drought and you see changes take place, I want us to be reminded this morning that God is still God. Elijah had told Ahab that there would be a sound of abundance of rain. That there was going to rain, there was going to be rain. There was no notable sound of this rain before it started raining. It couldn't be heard by the ear. And I don't know about you, but I grew up with a tin roof, and I still love today to hear rain falling on a tin roof. But there was no notable sound of this rain. There was no hearing of this rain, but Elijah said, it's going to rain. It's going to rain. Elijah could only hear the sound by faith. By faith. And what did Elijah do? It's something that every one of us should do when we see a drought in life. When we see things drying up and things are not like they used to be, but you say, well, the things around us are changing, but God's still God. God's still God. He's not changing. So what can we do? What did Elijah do? He said that it was going to rain, but yet he still did something. And I want to go over what he did this morning as what we can do when we have the life of drought. Because many times that comes and it happens and it starts off slow, and then we look and we say things are drying up. Things are drying up in life. Things are drying up and how that it just is different. But God's still God. The first thing he did was he prayed by faith. He prayed by faith. It wasn't the kind of thing that he prayed and say, well, God, I hope that you'll do this. It wasn't the kind of thing, God, I would like you to do this, but I believe that he prayed in faith. He prayed for this rain in faith. For 3.5 years, there had been no rain. And now Elijah was asking for rain. But you see, he knew that there was a purpose in this rain. There was a purpose. It wasn't just a want, but yet there was a purpose. In 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 1, the Bible says, "And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go show thyself to Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth." So he was praying because there was a purpose. There was a purpose. God had a purpose. God had a purpose. And God had said it would rain. And Elijah was now asking for God's will. As he prayed, he was asking for God's will. God's will. That it would rain. Some might ask, well, if it's God's will, why pray? If you know that something's God's will, why pray? Well, James tells us in chapter 5, the latter part of verse 16 says, "The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." You see, prayer is needed. Prayer is important. Prayer is so important, and we see this in this passage that we read to you in chapter 18 where it says he actually told Ahab, you know, he went up and eat and drank, and Elijah went up to the top of this mountain and cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees, and he began to pray. He prayed in faith, but he also prayed in secret. He found this secret place away from the noise and away from the distractions of the world. Do you realize the noise and distractions? And I'm not necessarily speaking of noise that you hear, but I'm just talking about the noise of the world can distract us when we pray. It can distract us. Because our mind, if your mind is like mine, our mind sometimes through the week is going 100 different directions. Because we think to ourselves, I've got to get this done, I've got to get this done. And then when you think you've got everything done, then all of a sudden you say, oh yeah, I've got this to do too. And our minds can get pulled in so many directions and so many things. And we say, I've got to get this done, I've got to get this done. And we have that mindset to where we have to do all these things, but yet, is anything more important than prayer? Is all these things that we have to do, that we're obligated to do, that we need to do, that we're subject to do, and all those things, are they all more important than spending time with God? You see, they were going through a drought. God had already said it was going to rain, but Elijah saw it needful to be praying, and he was praying for God's will, and he prayed in faith, but number two, he prayed in that secret place. He prayed in that secret place. You see, there needs to be a time that we pull away from everything and pray. And pray. Things were bad. And I can't stress that enough, that things were bad. 3.5 years without rain was bad. And so many things was withered up and gone. Food was limited. You realize that Life can pull us in so many directions. It can pull us in so many directions that it can cause a drought in our life. You see, life can control us in so many ways. And it can cause a drought in so many ways that we don't even know it's happening. We don't even know it's happening. When we've had areas around here when it hasn't rained, then if you go out and you walk in your yard, you can see the ground starting to dry up, and you can see the ground starting to crack, and you can see life in plants and flowers and your grass and all these things. And we see all these things take place, but yet we continue. And I guess sometimes what I'm trying to say is this, that sometimes in a Christian life, droughts come and we just accept it coming, when in fact, we need to spend time with God. Elijah got alone with God. He knew it was God's will for it to rain, but yet he saw it needful to pray to the point of telling Ahab, "It's going to rain, get yourself ready." And Elijah got alone in the presence of God. He got alone in the presence of God and he began to pray. Psalm 46 verse 10, the Bible says, "Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God, for I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth." Elijah couldn't make it rain, but God could. We can't change our life in many cases, but God can. We can't cause the drought to go away, but God can. God can. Elijah's priority and his priority over anything else was to get alone with God. That was his priority, was to get alone with God. And it was God that would make it rain. It was God that would make a difference with that great drought that was there, that people were enduring. It was God that was making a difference. Number three, he prayed with reverence and humility. Verse 42 says that he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. He cast himself down upon the earth and he simply knew who God was and knew if anything was going to happen, it had to be done by God. That's giving God the reverence and the glory, because we can look at things around us. We can see all the things that's taking place and we can see the drought in lives, but if anything's going to be done, God has to do it. We can have this and we can have that and we can try this and we can try that, but in reality, if anything's going to happen, God has to do it. God is the one. And if it was going to rain, God had to cause it to rain. So he prayed. And he was so convinced that his prayer would be answered, because God had already said it was going to rain, that he even told Ahab, "There's going to be a sound of abundance of rain. There's going to be rain. And there's going to be a plenty of rain." His prayer as he prayed, the Bible says in verse 43, "And he said unto the servant, Go now, look towards the sea. And he went and he went up and looked and said, there's nothing. Sometimes when we pray, we wonder, nothing's happening. Nothing's happening. We pray and we look out and we say, things aren't changing. Things aren't changing. So Elijah told him, keep looking. Keep looking. He said, go again 7 times. And it came to pass as a 7th time that he said, behold, there riseth a little cloud out of the sea. Do you remember the times that you've prayed and you see God's hand at work? And how that you get this inner feeling and you see God working and you know beyond a shadow of a doubt, it's God doing that. It's God working this out. It's God working that out. It's God working through this situation and through that situation. And that's what he was seeing. It even makes mention that there was a cloud of the sea and it looked like a man's hand. That's God working. But number four, his prayer was to the point. Lord, send rain. Send rain. He didn't waver from his prayer. Send rain. And he kept praying. And he kept praying. And he kept looking. And he kept praying. And the cloud came. The cloud came. And God started moving. There is nothing like God moving in a person's life. There's nothing like God moving in a person's life, and you're seeing evidence of that. Can you imagine looking up and seeing a cloud? You hadn't seen one for 3.5 years. And you see a cloud. And you know it's going to rain. How the excitement must have been brewing. What is this? What is this? Number five, his prayer was intense, earnest, and fervent. His prayer was intense, earnest, and fervent. Only God could open up the heavens and send rain. Only God could open up the heavens and send rain during a very difficult time in lives. Only God. And only God can make a difference in your life today. Only God can help us through each situation. And that is the thing. You know, when we come in, whether people are watching or viewing online or whether we're coming in, every one of us has something that we're dealing with. I learned that a long time ago, that every single person is dealing with something in their life that they need help with. In some way, shape, or form, there is something in a person's life, and we all come here and we all want to hear from the Lord. We have that desire to hear from the Lord. And we need help. I need the Lord's help every single day. And sometimes we get ahead of the Lord, and sometimes we try to do things on our own, and I'm guilty about that. But in reality, Elijah knew that he could do nothing but pray. He had reached a point to where the drought was so great, even though he knew the Lord said it was going to rain, he didn't know when. But yet he prayed. Because he thought it earnest to pray, he was convinced it was gonna rain. That he went to Ahab and said, "Get ready, it's gonna rain, and there's gonna be a sound abundance." And then he just kept praying. And when it seemed like it came up empty, he kept praying and he kept praying and he kept praying. That's when it becomes intense, earnest, and fervent. wanting something to happen, wanting the rain to come, wanting God to work in our lives, earnestly praying, not allowing the distractions of this world and the distractions and the drought that is taking place in our lives sometimes, how that things in life can distract us to the point to where we don't even realize we're in a drought. We don't even realize, because the cares of this life seem to distract us. Only God could open the heavens and send rain. Only God could bring water unto a dry land. Only God could change things. Only God. And Elijah's just prayed. Elijah simply just prayed. He took time to pray. He took time. But you know, he was also, number six, he prayed with watchfulness. Watchfulness. I shared these verses with you just a few moments ago where that he told the servant, just keep looking. Just keep looking. Sometimes it would be easy to pray and say, nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. But yet if we prayed with the type of faith that something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. And we prayed earnestly and fervently and just asking God to help in whatever situation we're in or whatever circumstance we're in. And we just say, Lord, I know you're going to do this. I know you're going to answer this according to your will. And that's important that we're praying according to his will. And that's what Elijah was doing. He was praying in God's will because he knew it was going to rain. He knew God would answer, and he prayed with faith. And verse 45 says, and it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heavens were black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. Only God. Only God. And there was a sound abundance of rain. Sound abundance of rain. James, I read to you these verses in the first part of this message. And the Bible says, and Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And then he prayed again that the heavens would send rain. But the thing that stood out in my mind is, yes, Elijah was a servant of God. Elijah was a servant, and God used him. But yet, he's just like we are. He needed God's hand on his life. He needed God's hand on his life. We need God's hand on our life. We can look back and we can look back at the past and we can look back at how things used to be and all those things. But we need to be reminded, God's still God. God's still God. And although there's droughts around us, I wonder sometimes if we've not let the droughts become the new normal. That we've just accepted certain things in our life because we say that's the way it's going to be. But Elijah knew that he needed God. He needed to pray. He needed to seek him earnestly. And God answered his prayer, and there was a great rain. So I'm going to ask a question this morning. And it's only one that you can answer. Because God already knows. And I'll ask the same question to me. And that is this. Are things drying up in your life? Have we allowed things and distractions and all these things dry up our life? It happens. It's easy that we've allowed so many things. You know, I see it every day. People are living with so much stress. You know, I know one person that's under a lot of stress and a lot of things, and this person takes medicine for this, and then when that medicine takes this person so far, then she takes another medicine to change that. And I guess what I'm trying to say, and medicines is good, we all take it, but I guess what I'm trying to say is sometimes we just need to get along with God. And we just need to talk to Him. And when we allow things to dry up in our life and we look back and we say, well, why aren't things like they used to be? And I wonder sometimes if it's not for the fact that we've just let things dry up. For 3.5 years, it didn't rain. But God changed that. But it took Elijah praying. And it took Elijah looking. And it took Elijah's faith. And it took God to send that sound abundance of rain. If we're not careful, we just let life, and we let life control us to where we're just going through the motions. But our desire tonight or this morning should be that we want more than just going through the motions. But our desire should be we just need that abundance of rain in our life. We need God's help. We need God's help. What can we do? Pray. Pray like Elijah. And keep looking. And have that faith. He was convinced. He went to Ahab and said, it's going to rain. It's going to rain. And he told Ahab that before it rained. And that's how much confidence he had in God. But he had to pray. So our challenge this morning is, if you want that abundance in your life, first you ask yourself the question, are things dried up in my life? And then next, you pray. Let's pray this morning. Father, thank you for our time together. And Lord, as we have this invitation, Lord, I just pray that if you've spoken to hearts, that they will come. It's easy to allow the things in our life to dry up and allow all these distractions to take place. Lord, we have more have-tos in our life than need-tos. And Lord, we just need to pray. So Father, as you speak to hearts, if you speak to hearts, Lord, I pray that we'll be willing to come and say, I don't want to be dry anymore. I need that rain in my life. And we leave this place looking for that rain. Help us as we have this invitation. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.